The big story in the tech world last week was the decision by Google to postpone the expansion of its high-speed fiber internet network in cities across the country, including Jacksonville. Business analyst John Byrd tells WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo if and when Google Fiber might take root in the River City.
John, many of us remember the big fanfare here in Jacksonville when the mayor and Google stood up and said Google is exploring Jacksonville as a possible fiber city, and it was so exciting for people in the tech community. Now, what is the news we're hearing as of last week?
Not so exciting. According to the Wall Street Journal, Google's projects in San Jose and Portland, Oregon, they just didn't work out. These Google Fiber things cost a lot to tear up the streets and lay all the fiber optic cable. And there's a lot of legal fights that are starting to brew with AT&T and Comcast over access to stringing fiber on telephone poles. So Google kind of put the whole thing on hold for a while, and now they're going to try to put up this network wirelessly.
So where does this leave Jacksonville?
Google is still in contact with the city. The plans are not dead, but they're on hold for now while they check out this wireless and see if they can get that to work. So I went to the Tech Coast conference at Prime Osborne Center last week, asked people there what they thought about the delayed rollout.
Is it something you got a sense was already on a lot of people's
minds? Oh, definitely. There was disappointment, but no one really thought it was going to hold back Jacksonville's plan to build the technology industry here. One of the people I talked to was the keynote speaker for the conference, Kelly Hoey. She's a networking expert and an author. Her message to Jacksonville, hey, don't sweat it.
We all want to be loved by the tech giants in Silicon Valley. And sometimes it's hard to recognize your best opportunity and your best partner to move forward is the person sitting right next to you.
Now, Hoey, she gets around a lot and sees other cities that are working on building technology industry like we are. I asked her about her impressions of what she's seen in Jacksonville so far.
I was so impressed walking in at the Tech Coast conference. The number of students who are in the room, men, women, young, old, every race, everybody is here. They're looking, having internships, they have jobs, they want to start companies here. Like, that's really exciting.
And this is a conference that's been growing over the past couple of years.
Yeah, they're up to 1,000 attendees now. So as the tech community in Jacksonville has grown, so has this conference. Now, if you really have to have that high-speed fiber cable connection, Comcast does offer a very similar service to what Google Fiber is offering. It's more expensive. I mean, it's about $300 a month.
Whereas Google Fiber runs about $70 in the markets where it exists.
That's right. Big cost difference, but the other big difference is Comcast is here and Google Fiber is not.
WJCT's business analyst John Burr went to the Tech Coast Conference here in Jacksonville last week. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.